Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have holiday music in the bistro today. Did you notice?
No.
Maybe it was already happening, but...
I did not, no, I did not notice.
Fine with it.
I didn't hear anything out there, actually.
Fine with it.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, fine.
Maybe they were just testing it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm ready.
Sure. I got no beef there.
The tree is up.
Yes. Like that too.
Fine with all of it.
I wore the jacket I'll wear all winter today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
Too early for the Christmas sweater.
Not a big Christmas sweater guy.
Before we ask him, does Ross Tucker have a Christmas sweater? I'm thinking he does. I'm not sure he wears it every year. I'm thinking, Ross, I'm thinking you have a Christmas sweater. What's the answer?
I own a Christmas sweater.
Bam.
But I almost never wear it unless it's like a, I don't know, Christmas party or ugly Christmas sweater party. But the thing is I never actually get to go to any Christmas parties. Because I'm always working. People have parties on weekends, so inevitably my brother-in-law, sister-in-law host an incredible, like, Dirty Santa party the weekend before. I usually am not there. The weekend after, my wife's family usually has a party. I'm usually not there. So what I want everybody to know is I adore my job. Because I love the sport of football, and it's the coolest job in the world. But, like, there are negatives. For example, this year, I'll be doing the Christmas game in Pittsburgh for Westwood One. So that's a 1 o'clock game. I don't know why it's 1 o'clock, but it is. Chiefs Steelers. That's awesome. Chiefs Steelers, great game. Awesome.
Right.
What's not as awesome will be us. Well, you know what? The girls will probably already be up, but we will see what Santa Claus brought from like 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. before I have to get on the road and drive 3 hours to Pittsburgh to call that game, that's fine. I'm actually glad that I get to experience Santa Claus before I
right.
go to the game.
Right. At least anyway, not Hawaii again.
Yeah, well, exactly. I do have a Christmas sweater. I do have a Christmas sweater. However, I'm never actually home for the opportunities where I would actually wear said sweater, if that makes sense. I'll also say this. I'm just not a sweater guy.
Hmm.
If I'm wearing a sweater, I'm usually sweating. I'm sweatering.
Yep.
I'm the sweater while I'm wearing a sweater. I'm very anti-sweater. I'm anti-jacket because, first of all, if you wear a jacket, then what do you do when you get to the house? Like, why do you even need a jacket for the 7 seconds from when you walk to your car and then walk into the person's house? Suck it up, Buttercup. You don't need a jacket.
Because I get sick, Ross.
You've never had a better take than all of this.
Isn't that right
now?
Jackets are for wimps or people that are trying to like be fashionable. The same people that wear jackets probably wear scarves. Like if you wear a scarf, I know for a fact you're not cool. I don't want to hang out with you.
Wow.
I know that for a fact. I wear a scarf.
No, on the line.
Now I got to rescind the best take stuff because I think a key element to not wearing the big beefy coat is having a scarf. Mm. It's practical, Ross.
Yeah, no, you're wrong,
Bulldog.
Yeah,
you were so in. Wrong. You were so in.
I know. Well, I got to be real. I can't lie. I mean, at some point in my life, I probably defended scarves or scarves.
Well, here's leaves. Okay. I have one other rule. If your nickname is Bulldog, you definitely can't wear a scarf ever.
Or a shirt.
I am rescinding the nickname. I'm renouncing that I'm the prince and king of Ramunda and that you are Bulldog.
I can't wait to take a picture and send it to you and put it on social media of me in a scarf.
It's there.
This is going to happen.
Yeah. I see it.
It's just going to happen.
You're not Bulldog. You're Bullcat.
No, oh, wow.
What a start. On the line, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker.
Insider
calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. How's your day going, Ross?
Pretty good. Tuesdays are just jam-packed, man. Absolutely jam-packed. I mean, here's my schedule. Since everybody driving around right now needs to know this.
Yes.
Thursday night, Commanders Eagles with Ian Eagle, Westwood One. So I'll be in the booth Thursday night for a huge game. Then Friday morning I'll fly down to Miami. Sunday, Raiders at Dolphins for CBS. And then I'll be watching Bills Chiefs on Paramount Plus. They'll love that I just said that. Paramount Plus app. On the way to the airport, and then I'll watch the game. And then I can't disclose where yet, but because I'm a sicko and I have a disease, I'm doing a Maction game Tuesday night.
Ooh,
we've got Maction here tonight.
Tonight, yep.
Actually,
UB.
UB's at home tonight. Yeah.
I'm going to get to finish my point, though, that's really important. The problem is, if you wear a sweater or a turtleneck or anything, I'm going to sweat at that party.
Oh, yeah.
Because those people will have their thermostat set to 70 degrees. What happens is you get 30 to 40 people in there that it becomes 75 degrees real quick. Everybody's talking too much, a lot of hot air. And so now I'm wearing a sweater. It's 75 degrees. I'm sweating. The sweater's uncomfortable. I don't even know how sweater manufacturers are still in business at this point. Who wears sweaters?
The best you can do for the sweater, I think, said the guy who likes scarves, just so we're clear here, is I think use it to wear to the party instead of a coat and then take it off. Like we host Thanksgiving every year, 25 people or so in my house. And the idea of when I have to be in a t-shirt. Because it's going to be, and I don't have the thermostat set at no 70 either, but it's just, you know, you pile two sides of the family into your house, and it's just ridiculous.
All right, listen, anyway. I got to step in. It's the biggest game ever, and we're starting to sound like we're trolling our listeners, which I do not want to be accused of. I know I'm going to get the scarf smack anyway. So let's move on to week 11 here, Ross. Chiefs and Bills. I hope you appreciate, I'm hoping you appreciate the spirit of this question. How big a game is this?
I absolutely appreciate the spirit of it. And I have pondered that exact question. And the answer is, it's not big at all for the Buffalo Bills or really even the Chiefs. It's only big for the history of the NFL, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If the Chiefs win this game, people are going to start to talk about 20-0. Like, that's going to be a conversation, okay? So because of that, That would be why it's big. But these teams are both going to the playoffs, and they're very likely to play against each other again in the playoffs. And so I guess it's just hard to get too worked up about this game unless you think or you thought that perhaps, you know, this would impact home field advantage. I don't think it's going to. I don't think the Chiefs are going to lose home field advantage. I mean, I guess it's theoretically possible, but I don't see it happening. And I think a really strong argument can be made that the winner of this game is essentially just less likely to win the playoff game. That's sort of, I know that that might not make sense to some people, but I think it's the truth. I think it's really hard to beat another good team twice. I know you guys will have the exact facts about it, but it certainly feels like every year the Bills win the regular season game, and then the Chiefs win the playoff game that matters. And so, I don't know. I mean, I think it'd be cool if the Bills won, because then the Chiefs won't go undefeated, I guess. But I don't know. If I want the Bills to go to the Super Bowl, maybe they're better off losing so the Chiefs are still 18-0 when they match up in the playoffs, because then I would feel better about the Bills' chances of winning in the playoffs. And maybe that doesn't make sense to some people, but that's how I feel.
Well, Freudian slip, perhaps, by the way, almost calling it the preseason. That's good. That's good.
Right. It is. You're right. We have it memorized. 3 years in a row, Ross, the Bills have beaten the Chiefs in Kansas City, for what it's worth.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two of those years, they then lost in the playoffs. Last year at home in 21, of course, the famous 13 seconds game. There's already that sentiment is out there here. Like, let's flip the script this year. Go ahead and let the Chiefs have this one. I haven't heard from hundreds of Bills fans on this, but I know this market and these fans well enough after all these years in this chair to know that that's already out there. Like, well, we don't beat them now. We'll beat them in January, like you're saying, because of how the last few seasons have gone here.
Well, so that's what's so interesting. Like, I feel like if I'm a Bills fan, I almost feel like I can't lose. Or I guess you could look at it the other way and say you can't win. But, like, if they win, awesome. They won. Maybe they have a shot at home field advantage. If the Chiefs lose another one, we can beat those guys. This year, we're playing great. It's our best record in a long time, blah, blah, blah. But if they lose, it's like, you know what? That's fine. That's fine that we lost. We're going to get them in the playoffs. Like, it's really easy to make the argument either way. Which is fascinating. I saw some stat today that the last time two teams played against each other this much in this short of a window was, you know, Manning and Brady.
Yep, right.
The last time two quarterbacks went against each other this often. This is the modern day Manning and Brady, but, you know, it's time now for Peyton Manning to beat Tom Brady in the playoffs, right? Like, that finally happened. It's time for Josh to do that. And no big deal, but, like, the whole free world other than Chiefs fans is kind of counting on it.
Eighth meeting since COVID. I don't know how long ago COVID seems to you.
Twice in 20, twice in 21, once in 22, twice last year.
Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Anything on the matchup here, the X's and O's stuff, Ross, that interests you? I mean, maybe it all does. It's that great of a matchup here in the NFL. And also the whole conversation here about, well, you're going to play him again, which is not a given, but it sort of feels like one. To what extent do teams go to basically not show their best stuff? Would that be crazy to assume would happen here? Or maybe it's also, maybe it could be sort of what usually happens.
No, they're going to play to win. The playoff game is, first of all, not a certainty, especially with other good teams like the Ravens, Steelers, et cetera. And secondly, so it's a long way away. I mean, it's at least 2 months away. That's like 7 years in NFL time. I mean, both teams will have multiple guys, probably multiple different starters if they play against each other again, right? Like, you know, the Bills, the next time they play, if they play, will have Keon Coleman and Milano. So they'll have two guys back, and they'll probably have two other guys that are out. And the same for the Chiefs. And so that really changes the dynamic. I don't think either team will hold anything back other than maybe a trick play or so that they really like, or maybe a special teams thing, but that would surprise me. I guess what interests me, Chiefs are really struggling offensively, and, you know, the Broncos really exposed that. So I'm curious to see how that plays out with the Bills defense. And then certainly, you know, on the other side, Chiefs defense has been excellent. So I'm curious to see, you know, how the Bills look against this excellent Chiefs defense.
Well, you know, that's the thing about the Chiefs here, Ross, and it's been true, I think, largely these last 2 years, where there's so much focus on Mahomes. I mean, he hit the league like a tsunami when he got here and sort of ushered in this era of quarterbacks who play like he plays, and Allen and Lamar Jackson and all of that. The defense has been the thing. Spagnuolo in that defense and Chris Jones. L'Jarius Sneed leaves fine. They don't really miss a beat. Like, that's the thing. Like, is it – how much – like, what does Spagnuolo do that is so difficult to deal with? I'm sure you've talked to Greg Cosell and others about this.
Yeah. Well, a couple things. He's very, very aggressive. Very. And in part, he'll play more man coverage than a lot of other people are willing to play. He also brings a lot more secondary pressures than a lot of other people are willing to bring, meaning blitzing corners, blitzing nickels, blitzing safeties. I think that's probably the biggest thing, is they've had some really good corners. You know, Sneed, McDuffie. Now, Sneed's not there anymore, so they're not quite as good there. And they've been able to generate a lot of pressure, in part because of his scheme design. And that's the thing, I think, is that it's funny, because the Bills' defense has been so good, and yet it feels like the Chiefs has been just a little bit better. And Josh Allen has been so good, and yet it feels like Mahomes has been just a little bit better. And so that was also somewhat the case for so many of those Manning-Brady matchups. And then in 2006, the Patriots, the Colts had just had enough of it. And they just, I don't know how it happened because they were down by like 20 points in that AFC Championship game. But they just started making play after play after play. It was like somebody just said, we're sick of it. It's over. It ends now. And it did. And it was remarkable because the way in which it happened, not just that they did it, but that they did it coming back from so many points. So I don't know when that'll happen for the Bills, but hopefully it happens like we said in January. Maybe they win this game, but it needs to happen in January.
Last thing, Ross. So as we're talking about seeding and possible scenarios looking ahead to the playoffs, Steelers Ravens this week in Pittsburgh. We had Pittsburgh win in Washington last week, and they're still Steelering, if you will, here. 7-2. I mean, I just been saying for years every Pittsburgh Baltimore game is 16-15, and I'm not far off. What do you think there this week? Is Pittsburgh like just going to keep doing this? Are they good enough to beat Baltimore, who's favored on the road there? That would scare me if I were the Ravens.
Well, it's so funny that you say that because everybody, I guess, has the same joke. But on the Even Money Betting Podcast today, the Steelers are getting 3.5 points. And I just laughed. I'm like, can I put like my mortgage on this? I mean, every game these teams have ever played, one team beats the other one by a field goal. It used to be 13-10. But I just interviewed this guy, Dave Damashek, for the Ross Tucker podcast, and he said with inflation, it's now 20-17. So it used to be 13-10, now it's 20-17 every time they play. So that'll happen again. I just don't know which one will win. Similar kind of thing. You know, they'll play against each other again, and they'll battle. The Steelers are Steelering, and I agree with that, but they don't have an MVP candidate quarterback. You know, they have a quarterback that's doing a nice job for them and helping them win games. But the Steelers are not going to the Super Bowl. Because to go to the Super Bowl, you're going to have to win 3 games. And at least 2 of them are going to have to be against MVP caliber quarterbacks, right? Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. And the odds that the Steelers are able to beat multiple MVP caliber quarterbacks with a average quarterback, it just doesn't happen that much in the NFL anymore. It just doesn't.
Ross, thank you. Should be a great one. Enjoy Miami. Philadelphia first, and then Miami on Sunday. Really cool. Thanks again.
Of course. Great talking with you guys. I'm anti-sweater. See ya.
Clearly.
That's Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker on the Western Hotline. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And in part by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Right. Ross was kind of not that big a game.
Mm-hmm.
It almost sounds like heresy, but
yep.
There's logic involved. That's the thing about logic.
It flies in the face of logic.
In the face of feelings. You have to choose a side. 803-0550, your take on Sunday and its importance. And what will happen is welcome. After the update, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.